Welcome, everybody, and welcome to the afternoon edition, twice a day, of your daily Trig Podcast of Joy. Driving home, and I got thinking about the topic, maybe everyone loves you. Maybe the problem is not that everyone hates you, but that everyone loves you. I don't know about you, but sometimes I live in this, I guess, this duality between feeling that everybody loves me and that everybody hates my guts. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And I wonder if that's just humanity, right? If that's just normal. So there are these moments in my week when, and it just happened to me a little bit ago, that's why I'm thinking about this and recording this, when I think, you know, maybe people just want to be loved. Maybe the conflict with this person and the disagreement with that person, and maybe the fact that these people, quote, hurt me, maybe it all just stems or goes back to love. Maybe, you know how there's a saying, or maybe a country song, I don't know, I don't listen to country music, but if you love somebody, set them free, you know that saying, or that's a Sting song, but even just the idea of you hurt the ones you love. Maybe the people that hurt me are the ones that love me the most. Maybe it's like when I used to beat up on my little sister. I was, what, 8, 9, and I would hit her on the head with this, I don't know what it was. It's like a plastic bat. That sounds horrible. It was not a plastic bat. It was something softer. But, you know, I love my sister, but I would beat up on her, right? That's what sisters are for. I wonder if the problem isn't that everyone hates you or is against you. I wonder if we are all looking for love. Maybe Kanye is right. Yay, you are right. We need to just love Trump and love everyone, right? I mean, it's what Jesus said, love your enemies. And maybe there are a few people, yes, that you shouldn't, I don't know. Love, I guess, but maybe the majority of my haters, and not haters, okay, not like, I mean, there are some people that I'm not going to, I don't know, send them a thank you letter or be friends with. But, you know, I can think of at least 5, 6 people that maybe we're not friends, or maybe we're in this we hate each other thing just out of pure misunderstandings, out of a lack of, yeah, just we feel unloved by each other. Maybe they just want me to love them. I wonder if love would heal the world. I sound like a 80s song. I wonder if love can heal the world, can heal, forget the world. How about just your house? How about just your job? How about just you and the person that you're dating, or your adult kids, or your grandkids, or your girlfriend, your ex? I wonder if love can heal the world. Maybe those people that can't stand me, and vice versa, that I can't stand, maybe I just have to go out of my way to love them more. So I just left work, and there's someone at work that sometimes, you know, I don't get along with. I'm not going to lie. And so I was texting my other friend saying, hey, what should I do here? I'm here by myself with her, and what should I do? And she said, well, why don't you just try to love her? So I did. And she was leaving, and she said, okay, I'm leaving now. And so I, instead of just saying, okay, bye, from down the hall, I got up, I said, hey, hold on, and I asked her. I know that her husband is dealing with some stuff, you know, some pretty significant, painful stuff that she's dealing with in her life. And so instead of thinking about, oh, she doesn't like me and I don't like her and this decision and that thing, all that stuff, right, instead I thought, well, I just love her. So I talked to her, and I build a little relationship there with her. I cared about her and her situation. I told her I was praying for her. And guess what? I really love her. I really do. At the end of the day, aren't you really just a love machine? I know I am. Aren't we just trying to love the world and be loved by everyone? Isn't that what you need? It's what I want. Isn't that what we all want, is to be loved and to love deeply from the heart, like the Bible says? And in that moment, when I said I would pray for her, I felt love. Just looking into her eyes and seeing her as a human that she is, I actually know her really well. And yeah, there are things that have come up between us and blah, blah, blah. But I wonder if, as I said, if all that can be healed through love and conversation and, yes, maybe explaining and forgiveness. Yeah, all the stuff that love means. Like 1 Corinthians 13 says, love is patient. So if you're not being patient, then love is kind. If you're not being kind, then you have to be kind. Love forgives. So if you haven't forgiven or asked for forgiveness, then you need to do that. So love acts, right? Love is an action. Love is a verb. But I wonder if the beginning is easier than we think. Maybe it's just an act of love. So when I talked to my friend, she said goodbye. She left. And I went back into my office. You know what I did? I wrote her husband a letter. A handwritten letter. Who writes those anymore? Not an email, not a text, not a Facebook message, not any of that junk. An actual handwritten letter that I don't even know if you'll understand, because my handwriting, it used to be awesome, but now it's horrible. Anyway, but it's a thought that counts, right? So I wrote this letter with my own pen, my own hand. I actually was so upset. I'm like, I don't even have a proper pen in this office. Can't believe it. I have computers and phones and devices up the wazoo. I don't even have a proper pen. Just some like beat up 80s blue paper mat, whatever those are called. I need a proper pen, you know, to write a letter, a proper letter. I need proper letterhead, not just Office Depot paper. I need like nice letterhead parchment or something. I need parchment and an ink pen, or what do you call that? Yeah, an ink pen, I don't know, whatever. I need a feather with actual ink. Turkey feather. Is that what they used to use back in England and Shakespeare? Sign me up. I wrote this letter to him just out of love, because I love her husband too. I know him. I've prayed for him. He's a great man. He's been kind to me many, many times. Long story short, I wonder if it's not just about love. I wonder if all the problems that you think you have with your friend, with your neighbor, with your ex, with your kids, with your grandkids, with the lady at the post office, with the church person, with the lady who cuts your hair, whatever. I wonder if all of that mess wouldn't be healed if we loved them first. Isn't that what Jesus did? It says that he is God because he loved us first. That's true love, is you love first. Forget justice. Forget they don't deserve it, or I've been loving them for way too long, or they owe me money, or they threw trash in my driveway, or they always say mean things to me. Now, of course, I'm not saying to be a victim or let people abuse you, or there are boundaries, yes, but I wonder if 99% of the problems we face wouldn't be healed with just deep, genuine love. I'm talking about love that comes from your gut, you know, from like down in your bowels. Is that even a proper word? Not from your head, not from justice, not from right and wrong, not from duty, not from religion, but from your gut. From that place where, you know, when you hear a song that you love, you feel butterflies in your stomach, or when you see the love of your dreams, the man of your dreams, or the woman of your dreams, okay, your kids. You know that love that you feel, you know that food that you just, sushi. I love sushi, Korean barbecue. You know that feeling that you get for certain things in life, for God, I hope, for your wife, I hope, for your husband, for your kids, for love itself. You know, that feeling, that romantic feeling that you get when you go to the movies and you cry and you feel so touched and you feel like you're 8 years old once again and you feel all this, all these feelings inside that you can't even explain. Man, I know I feel those things. I'm talking about that kind of love. Do you have it for everyone? Of course not. And maybe I'm just I'm a lover boy. I know I am. I'm a endless, hopeless romantic. I know I am. But heck, we all are. Every one of us is created out of the same cloth. We are all love creatures, starving for love, starving to be loved. And guess what? The person next to you feels the same way. Right now there's, 100 people around me driving home. It's about almost 5 o'clock. They all feel the same way. So the moral of this story, write that letter. Make that phone call. Say I love you to somebody. Yes, be proper. Be, you know, don't be an idiot. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a lurker. Don't be awkward or weird. But just maybe try saying I love you to people. Start with those you really love, like your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, your kids. But even that person that you can't stand, maybe you should try saying, you know, I love you, Frank. I know we've had some problems, but you know that I really do love you. I'm thankful for this and this and that and what you did last week and last month. I will never forget it. But there are some problems, so hey, let's work them out. Because I love you, and you matter to me. Maybe pray for somebody. Maybe touch somebody again, you know, these days. Me too, and all that stuff. It's so horrible. I'm not saying be weird, but maybe just touch somebody. We're starved for touch. Starved for proper love, proper touch. Yes, don't be inappropriate, of course. You might get sued or fired from your job. But imagine if we could just heal the world through love. I think we can. Try it. Try it for a week. Someone just almost ran me over. I love you. You're just being an idiot. I'm telling you, man, people will test your willingness to love, right? Your resolve to love. But I'm telling you, forget traffic, forget those moments. Yes, they are real. But I think more real than that, more real than accidents or disagreements or whatever, is our actual need for love. Racism, sexism, misogyny, abuse, domestic violence, all these horrible things, drug addiction, anxiety, depression. You know, I've looked into most of those things and studied them, or as a pastor, of course, I deal with a lot and I see a lot. You know what it all comes down to? Yep. Just people want to be loved. People want to be loved. And because they don't receive that or are not getting that love, they turn to addictions and violence, and they turn sometimes into demons, into people they don't even want to be. And if you can relate to that, then you need to start with yourself. Love yourself, but most of all, you know what? Love other people. You and I already do a darn good job of loving ourselves, right? How about we love others instead? Try it for a week. Try it for a month. Try it for a year. Try it for a day. Try it for the next hour. See how hard it is, and yet how beautiful, how simple it is. Love. Write that letter. Maybe everyone's not out to get you. Maybe people are actually dying to be loved by you. Try it. See what happens. Okay. Talk to you later.